Welcome to the video broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Kane Jr. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Please sit back and enjoy this message already in progress.
Beloved, today is Palm Sunday. Amen. The day that begins what we as Christians call Holy Week. The days that we remember the last week of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ as he prepared to go to the cross at the Last Supper. As he prepared to go to the cross at the Garden of Gethsemane. As he prepared to go to the cross on Maundy Thursday. As he prepared to go to the cross on Good Friday. And as he prepared to rise again on Resurrection Sunday for the Christian and on Easter Sunday for the rest of the world. Beloved, on Palm Sunday, Jesus was celebrated like a rock star. Celebrated like an athletic or business icon. Celebrated like he just might be the Messiah. The long-awaited for Messiah to fulfill the prophetic promise from God to the Jewish people. And because of who he was, what he had done, and what others expected for him to do, he was lifted up in words of praise, honor, and glory. Beloved, for what he was coming to do, for what he did, and for what he continues to do, he still deserves to be lifted up. Does anybody want to lift up Jesus right now? I'm just going to say Jesus and see what you do. Jesus. 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 Beloved, the title of today's message on this Palm Sunday is Lift Him Up. Lift Him Up. Beloved, what are some of the special days in your life that you set aside to celebrate? We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate weddings. We celebrate Mother's Day. We celebrate Father's Day. We celebrate church anniversary. We celebrate pastor anniversary. And beloved, when we celebrate on these occasions, someone is often lifted up as a reason why we celebrate. Amen. Beloved, on Palm Sunday, as the scripture reveals, Jesus was lifted up by some of the Jewish people. As shown to us in John 12, 12 through 13. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, the Passover feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, hence Palm Sunday, and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, which means save us. Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Beloved, Jesus was celebrated because he was the miracle worker who had brought Lazarus of Bethany back to life. Beloved, Jesus was celebrated as one who was believed to have salvation within his power. But beloved, what salvation were the people looking for from Jesus? Did they need for him to save them physically? He could do that. Did they need for him to save them mentally? He could do that. Did they need for him to save them emotionally? He could do that. Beloved, for many people, that is where they stop. Save and heal my body. Save and ease my mind. Save and calm my heart. But beloved, we all need more than that. Need more than that from Jesus. We need for Jesus to save us spiritually. Did they on Palm Sunday need for him to save them spiritually? He could do that. But beloved, did they really expect for Jesus to save them spiritually? Is that why they lifted him up? Keeping it real, is that why we lift him up? Beloved, others were there on Palm Sunday who also lifted Jesus up. You see, beloved, John 12, 19 reveals the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, seeing Jesus being lifted up by some of the people of Jerusalem, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. The people who were in power, authority, and prominence didn't like this going on surrounding Jesus. But beloved, sometimes you know that you must be doing something right because people love you. Like some of the people of Jerusalem show love to Jesus. But beloved, sometimes, just sometimes, you also know that you must be doing something right because people hate you. Not people who you hate or desire to hate, but people hate you because of the right that you do, revealing that they may envy you, covet the love that others have for you, and may actually fear you. You see, beloved, the Pharisees saw the miracle-working power of Jesus. and the following that he had, the accolades that he was given, and the way that all the people seemed to line up behind him, instead of behind them. And beloved, they hated him. And beloved, in hating him, they also lifted Jesus up. You see, beloved, in politics, for some, President Barack Hussein Obama, the first black president of the United States of America, was another Moses. And for some, the same President Barack Hussein Obama might as well have been another one of the demons of Satan. Some of the Jews treated Jesus like that by lifting him up as they loved him, while the Pharisees lifted him up by hating him. You see, beloved, in sports, for some, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, the Duke University Blue Devils, and the University of North Carolina Tar Heels are fan favorites. And for some, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, the Duke University Blue Devils, and the University of North Carolina Tar Heels are just demons, devils, and heels. Some of the Jews treated Jesus like that by lifting him up as they loved him, while the Pharisees lifted him up by hating him. You see, beloved, in music, for some, Kanye West sings songs that speaks to the perplexing human condition. And for some, Kanye West just sings songs like a fool being foolish. Some of the Jews treated Jesus like that by lifting him up as they loved him, while the Pharisees lifted him up by hating him. And then, beloved, those who did not know Jesus, but who also wanted to know more about Jesus before they decided to love Jesus, like some of the Jews loved Jesus, or to hate Jesus, like the Pharisees hated Jesus, they also came to Jerusalem. Everybody showed up for Passover. And because of this, in their own way, they also lifted him up, as John 12, 20 through 21 reveals. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Beloved, like Jesus was handled in the crowds as he made his way to see Jairus' daughter and was touched at the hem of his garment by the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus had reached a status where not everyone could have easy access to Jesus. And therefore, sometimes you needed somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody to get to Jesus. Like the Greeks needed somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody to get to Jesus, as shown in John 12, 22. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. You see, beloved, Jesus showed up, and the people were lifting Jesus up. Beloved, be honest. Don't be all religious. I like for you to keep it real. Beloved, be honest. Does it feel good being lifted up? Does it feel good being lifted up? Beloved, be honest. Does it feel good when you walk into rooms and people know who you are, know all the great things that you have done, know your name, even if you do not have a clue who some of them actually are? Beloved, be honest. Does it feel good being lifted up? Beloved, in this moment marking his entry back into Jerusalem, for all who were lifting him up, the Jews, the Pharisees, and the Greeks, it should have felt good to be lifted up that way. Amen? But beloved, Jesus was not feeling good in this moment. Jesus was not feeling good because Jesus knew that these people had no clue why he had come to Jerusalem for this week, this most holiest of holy weeks. So, beloved, if only he could, Jesus had to change the temperature of the environment in a more impactful way than those who worry about global warming and climate change. As he responded to those requests in John 12, 23, and Jesus answering them saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Beloved, Jesus knew that others were trying to lift him up for all the wrong reasons. While he knew that he was to be lifted up in a way that no one on Palm Sunday could have suspected. Beloved, often Jesus told others not to talk about him, who he was, and what he had been doing. But beloved, as Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Beloved, all of life has a season, a time and a purpose, according to the perfect will of God or according to the permissive will of God. For Jesus, Jesus had a season to be the Word made flesh. For Jesus, Jesus had a time to do what he had ultimately come to do. For Jesus, Jesus had a purpose to be lifted up as our Savior and Lord, lifted up by being crucified at Calvary. A crucifixion that Jesus was not quite ready to reveal as he spoke, as he often did, in a parable. In John 12, 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Beloved, Jesus spoke in a parable to be a bridge to the most important revelation that he would give to his disciples. As wheat seed must cease to live on the stalk and must fall to the ground to die, to live again through other stalks of wheat coming from the wheat seed, Jesus, the eternal seed, was going to die on purpose to bring forth an eternal blessing. While others have been lifting him up, he was preparing to die. To die to be a seeming sacrifice, while in reality be the greatest investment ever made. The Son of God dying so that the adopted sons and daughters of God could live. Somebody right now ought to say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Beloved, that was heavy. That was too heavy for the disciples, the Jews, the Pharisees, and the Greeks to bear and understand. It was heavy like when the doctor prophetically told me that my mother, Alma Kane, after being diagnosed with metastatic pancreatic cancer, would likely not see the holidays when she had just left me on October 5th, 2002. And the next holiday was Thanksgiving, November 28th, 2002. Beloved, she transitioned on November 26th, 2002, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Beloved, the prophetic words of my mother's doctor proved to be true. Beloved, that was heavy. That was heavy. So, beloved, Jesus, in knowing that, in knowing what he was going to go through, and in knowing the heaviness and the weight it would have on his disciples when he died, like my mother's doctor, spoke prophetic words to soothe the pain of what was going to come in just a few days by speaking prophetic words of wisdom in John 12, 25. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Beloved, Jesus was talking to them as if he was teaching them, when in reality he was preparing them to seek after eternal life by doing as he was going to do to offer them eternal life. And beloved, in this moment when others were lifting Jesus up, Jesus was having to deal with this moment when he himself was going to have to allow himself to be lifted up. Lifted up on the cross. Beloved, have you ever been in the company of someone in a time when celebration was supposed to be happening, and they seemed to be missing the point of the celebration because they were not celebrating with everybody else? You see, beloved, everyone was lifting Jesus up except for Jesus. Instead, in this moment, Jesus was being prophetic by speaking the words of John 12 and 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Beloved, I'm quite sure that all who were hearing Jesus heard him say the word honor. You see, we like to focus on what we want to focus on. I'm going to go get me some honor. They're going to honor me. They're going to lift me up like they lift Jesus up. That's what they heard. But beloved, did they listen carefully and focus on the word serve and follow? Beloved, while Palm Sunday was a day of celebration, Palm Sunday was also a day of revelation. Revelation that Jesus did not come to be served, hear me right, but to serve. And beloved, those who would desire to be like Jesus, hear me right, Christians, would also have to come to serve, not to be served. And beloved, this and only this would be the way in which they would receive the honor that Father God had for them, serving as Jesus served. Beloved, this and only this is the way for us to receive the honor. I didn't say that the world has for us. I said that Father God has for us. Too many of us are settling for so little. Those pats on the back might turn into stabbing of knives in your back. Words of God, there will be no darkness, there will be no pain, there will be no ill when Father God chooses to honor you if we will serve as Jesus served. For any and all to have eternal life in the world to come, we must first learn to hate life in this world that we're supposed to be in but not supposed to be of, and then by the power of the Holy Spirit, to love, trust, have faith, and believe in God enough to know that the best life ever awaits us in eternity. On the other side of glory, on the other side of this life. Amen. Jesus, in coming from heaven to earth and now preparing to go from earth to heaven, knew this right well, and Jesus wanted his followers of the past, present, and future to know this right well too. You see, beloved, in this moment of Jesus being lifted up, Jesus was melancholy, serious, and sober, instead of being gleeful, joyful, and happy. You see, beloved, it is hard to be gleeful. It is hard to be joyful. And it is hard to be happy when you know that you are about to die. Without being in prison, without a cell, without chains or bonds, Jesus was on death row. Knowing that a few days later on Good Friday, he would die. He would die by being lifted up. And so, beloved, Jesus was having a moment as revealed in John 12, 27. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Before this cause came I unto this hour. Beloved, knowing your purpose in life is really important. It'll keep you focused. But beloved, many of us do what we can to avoid doing what we do not want to do. Anybody want to say amen to that?
Amen.
Y'all said it, so I'm going to mess with you now. Thank you. Beloved, many of us do what we can to avoid doing what we do not want to do in our health. We eat and drink too much and exercise too little. We treat our bodies any kind of way and still expect for God to take care of us because the Lord will make a way somehow. Beloved, many of us do what we can to avoid doing what we do not want to do in our wealth. We spend too much and save too little. Sometimes we expect for others to make up the difference. Can you break a sister off? Can you break a brother off before a brother or sister go off? We treat our money any kind of way and still expect for God to take care of us because the Lord will make a way somehow. Beloved, many of us do what we can to avoid doing what we do not want to do in our relationships. We treat people the way that we want to treat them without always thinking about treating them the way that we want to be treated. We treat our relationships any kind of way and still expect for God to take care of us because the Lord will make a way somehow. Beloved, many of us do what we can to avoid doing what we do not want to do at any cost. But, somebody say but. What happens when what we want to avoid doing is our call from God? Somebody in here right now didn't catch that. You're trying to live your best life outside of the will of God, and you won't do what God is calling you to do. You see, beloved, Jesus had not yet gone to the Garden of Gethsemane, the God of decision and consequence, but he was already feeling the weight of this moment in his life moving, and he knew how he had to respond. Beloved, Jesus knew that he had come to be the seed that had to die to bear much fruit. Look at your neighbor right now and say, you are the seed. You see, beloved, it is one thing to study the word of God theologically and pontificate, ruminate, and eloquently illuminate our thoughts and opinions. But beloved, the word of God is a living word. And beloved, after you get through pontificating, ruminating, and illuminating, God has a way of saying to you, it is time for you to put your theology into practice. In other words, it is time to stop talking about it and to be about it. Beloved, Jesus, the word made flesh, to dwell among us, the living word, the word from heaven, was now having to put it all into practice. In other words, Jesus knew that it was time to stop talking about it and to be about it. And beloved, that was heavy. It was heavy while also being liberating. Because Jesus knew that it was for this moment that he had left heaven and come to earth. And beloved, what did Jesus know? Jesus knew, as revealed in John 12 and 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Beloved, prophets had come before Jesus. Some were killed for their prophetic words that people did not like. People don't always want you telling the truth to set them free. These prophets were forerunners of Jesus, but they were not Jesus. Their deaths were not in vain, but their deaths were not salvific. Their deaths were not apocalyptic. Their deaths were not able to save anyone. Jesus' death would be different. For as we sing, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Beloved, these are words that we sing, but beloved, these were the words that he lived. These are the words that he lived, died, and revealed with his resurrection. On Palm Sunday, Jesus, without giving away everything because his disciples could not handle everything. You can't handle everything that God has intended for you in your life. That's why his word says it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You only get enough for today to help you make the next step. And God wants to see, are you going to step or are you going to just stumble? He was trying to let them know that he was going to die. For John 12:33 tells us, this he said, signifying what death he should die. Beloved, Jesus did not need for the Jews to lift him up on Palm Sunday. Beloved, Jesus did not need for the Pharisees to lift him up on Palm Sunday. Beloved, Jesus did not need for the Greeks to lift him up on Palm Sunday. You see, beloved, Jesus knew that he had been born to be lifted up. To be lifted up by dying on the cross for our sins on Good Friday. Beloved, as we have now begun Holy Week, let us remember all that took place in Jesus' last week. Palm Sunday, the Last Supper, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Resurrection Sunday. I pray that you will not let the carnality of this world rob you of celebrating the greatness of the grace of God poured out on us by the shedding of the blood of Jesus. The pouring out that began when Jesus could clearly see on Palm Sunday the end of the week. Two endings, his death and his resurrection. For beloved, if you forget and miss out on this, then you will be like the Jews who lifted him up. Lifted him up in error. Like the Pharisees who lifted him up. Lifted him up in error. And like the Greeks who lifted him up. Lifted him up in error. Instead, beloved, remember these words. How to reach the masses. Men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the words that he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Don't exalt the preacher. Don't exalt the pew. Preach the gospel, simple, full, and free. Prove him and you will find that promise is true. I'll draw all men unto me, and church, lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who once taught, I'll draw all men unto me. Help me out, church. Lift him up. Lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. If you know the chorus and you know the song, sing it as if you believe it. Sing it as if you trust it. Sing it as if you have faith in it.
Lift him up. Lift him up.
Beloved, Palm Sunday was the beginning of the end and the beginning of the beginning. The end of the world as it was and the beginning of the world as it would be. The world full of the adopted sons and daughters of God because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Beloved, be with us next Sunday. You see, this is only part of the story. Be with us next Sunday on Resurrection Sunday as Hallelujah. We finish the story of Holy Week with the message, I. Now, I do not stutter. And so I did not stutter. The title of the message is I. The first I is for the physically inconsistent in what we say and do by disregarding the ways of God, as we all do sometimes. Somebody say amen. Amen. The second I is for the mentally ignorant, whether intentionally or unintentionally, when we ignore learning and applying the word of God, as we all do sometimes. Somebody say amen. Amen. The third I is for the emotionally indifferent, caring only for ourselves while neglecting to care about the affairs of others, as we all sometimes do. Somebody say amen. Amen. The fourth I is for the spiritually idolatrous, failing to seek after the kingdom of God and simply wanting to do our own thing, as we all do sometimes. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And beloved, the fifth and final I is for the eternal invitation to be convicted, to repent, to be forgiven, to be transformed, and to answer the call from God on our lives, which God desires for us to do all the time. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Beloved, all of this took place at the cross, where Jesus hung between two criminals, dying on Good Friday. And 3 days later, after the cross, when Jesus rose again with all power in his hand, on Resurrection Sunday. Be with us next Sunday and invite somebody else to be with us next Sunday as we celebrate the newness of life that we have in Jesus Christ on Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
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 Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Cain Jr.
It is our prayer that this message inspires you to further your walk with Christ. For more information about Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, go to our website, zmmbc.net, or call 336-725-7390. We live stream our services on our Facebook page. Just search for Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church page. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Be blessed and continue to further your walk with Christ.